Teams at center ice and we're underway. Lumberjacks control the draw. They'll get it back to their defenseman and set up their power play attack. It's 5-on-3. They should be able to get a scoring opportunity at least here, although that's going to evaporate here in a few seconds. And now it's a normal power play. 5-on-4 here as the first penalty is over. Holcomb gets it down low. Centering pass. That deflects to the corner. Holcomb grabs it. Looking now out to the point to Romanski. Romanski being challenged. Gives it back to Holcomb. Cross-ice pass. Centering pass is deflected away. And the Lumberjacks able to keep it in the zone. Here's Romanski with it. Skates it in front. Gets it poke checked away. Lumberjacks grab control of it though. Cummings. Centering pass. There's a shot by Cravens. Save made by Siklavan. It comes out to the point. Craven had to tee that one up. He didn't take a one-timer. Now a pass goes out of the zone. Romanski's got to chase it down. He's got a man right on his tail, and he's able to carry it behind the net. But a turnover in the zone. Spash will have it. Romanski, centering pass. They've got a man. It pops in on net. Corbett will direct it over to Cravens. They try to send a long pass ahead, but it bounces too far. Spash doing a good job of killing off this long penalty so far. Still 3 minutes and 19 seconds remaining in the man advantage for the Lumberjacks, but they are not running a very smooth power play right here. Now it's Gabe McGinnity. He'll carry it in. Send it down into the corner and chase it down behind the Spash net. Panthers grab it, though, and send it the length of the ice. Pops behind the east net, and Jack Knuckles will slow things down here, and they'll set up their attack. Here they come. Knuckles off the stick of Landon Daniel, though, and Spash will send it back the other way. Got to catch your passes on the power play. Here comes Feck. He's being challenged. Sends it over to the far boards. Knuckles will grab it there. Long pass to Landon Daniel. Daniel will carry it in. Daniel, being pressured, gets knocked down into the corner. Smash will send it out to the point. It's held in by Knuckles. He skates into the corner. Down low to Landon Daniel. Back to Knuckles in the corner. Looks. Landon Daniel behind the net. Sends it over to DeVorney along the boards. Out to the point to Feck. Back to DeVorney. They're moving the puck pretty well here, but now out of the zone. Goes off of Feck's stick and out of the zone. Chased down by Knuckles. Just 2:13 remaining now in the man advantage. And boy, would this be a lift for Spash if they can kill this thing off. Another long pass that goes too far. Spash sends it right back in. Feck will grab it. Now sends the pass over to DeVorney. DeVorney centering pass to Daniel. Carries it in. Now they got caught in offside. Now Feck will send it. Goes off the body of Andrew Daniel. And Spash sends it right back the other way. Corbett sends it all the way around the far boards. Jack Knuckles drops it back. And they send the pass ahead. Feck, cross-ice pass, goes off a skate. Landon Daniel will carry it into the zone. Daniel down in the corner, fights through traffic behind the net, still with the puck. Stops. Looks. As it poke-checked away, gets it back. Now he's rubbed off the puck. Spash looks to clear it, comes out to the point. Knuckles throws it at the net. Deflects in front, and a save made by Siklavan. He went down and made the save on it. Just a minute 18 remaining in the man advantage now for the Lumberjacks. This was over a four-minute power play. It was a 5-on-3 advantage at the end of the first period and now into the second. And now they haven't been able to capitalize as of yet. Holcomb out on top with it. Sends it back down low. Cummings sends it around the boards to Cravens on the other side. Cravens walks it back to the point. Stick handling, carries it in. Shot! That goes off a pad into the corner. Smash looks to clear it, and they will. They've got to chase it down. They've got a man coming in hard. Romanski's got to hurry, and he will grab it and circle back the other way. Sends the pass ahead. It's caught by Cummings. Cummings is going to flick it in to the corner and then give chase. Smash gets there first, sends it out of the zone. Now the puck grabbed by Romanski. 36 seconds remaining in the man advantage. Romanski gets rubbed hard into the boards. Now he sends in a shot that deflects, goes wide over to the far corner. 26 seconds remaining in the man advantage. Pops out of the zone. Lumberjacks need to chase it down. Corbett comes out of the net and flips it up and out. Spash sends it right back in. And it looks like Stevens Point is going to kill off this long penalty. Trevor Holcomb will grab the loose puck, send it ahead. He'll try to get one more rush. Cravens has it poke checked away from him, and here comes Spash back the other way. Big check by Jack Knuckles into the glass. Now a turnover in the zone. Here comes Spash. They walk it in. Corbett with a big pad save. Spash controls it, though, sends it behind the net over to the far corner. Knuckles looks to get it out. It will bounce out of the zone, but Spash able to kill off that long penalty. East comes up empty. The score remains 1-1. Center ice battle, and Stevens Point will bring it in. Centering pass to Adam Ant. One-timer goes wide. Nice hard one-timer right there by Kobe Keller. East able to clear the zone. Spash retreats in. Now they'll come back the other way. Here they come, full speed into the zone. There's a high shot off the glove of Corbett to the far corner. Grabbed over there by Romanski. Romanski's going to try to send it out of the zone hard. Held in nicely by the defenseman. He sends it in from the blue line. It deflects, and the bucket back up and out of play. And we get a whistle. East Hockey is brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, celebrating lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack Sports. Faceoff coming to the left of Ian Corbett, who's played very well tonight. He let one get in early, but he's been pretty stellar since then. He's had to work a lot more than Siklavan for Spash. Battle for the loose puck. Spash has it in the corner. Slides behind the East net. Stevens Point grabs control of it. Tyler McHugh. McHugh recycles it back down. Puck pops up in front. It's in front. Grabbed by the Lumberjacks. Can they get it out of the zone? No. Held in by Spash at the point. They send it. It comes all the way around to the near boards. Lumberjacks trying to get it out. Good job by the Spash player holding it in. That's Austin Haas. Now they've got it in the slot. There's a shot. Corbett with a pad save on that. Puck still loose. Stevens Point with it. Nice takedown by Andy Cravens. But the Stevens Point player fights through the check and sends it down into the corner. They've got control of it. Centering pass. That deflected away. Good job by Piscula on defense. Now it's DeBorna. He's got to get it out of the zone, and now they will. Out to center ice. And it's knocked in deep by Landon Daniel. Lumberjacks will get a much-needed change. Stevens Point looks to attack. They get the nice pass ahead. Here they come into the zone. Here's a slapper that goes over the top of the net. Now another shot thrown in. That deflected, slowed down by Romanski, and then covered up by Corbett, and we get a whistle. 10:21 to play here in the second period. Score remains tied 1-1. And the faceoff will be coming to the right of Ian Corbett. Lumberjacks grab it. Sam Romanski behind his own net. Now he turns. Turnover in the zone. Shot in front. And able to be cleared away by Holcomb. Romanski's clearing pass was right on the stick of one of the Spash Panthers, but they were able to dodge that bullet as Holcomb cleared it. Sent all the way to the other end, and that's going to be an icing call against East. Faceoff will come back down in the East defensive zone. 1-1. 10:08 to play here, second period. Ben Feck takes this faceoff for East, and the Lumberjacks win it. Holcomb high off the glass and up and out of the zone, but it's going to be too far. That'll be another icing call against the Lumberjacks. And we'll get another faceoff down here at the near end. East Hockey brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman. Proud supporter of local high school sports and wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. In to take this draw will be Eric Schumacher out there with Austin Cummings and Cody Krasowski. Romanski and Holcomb on defense. There's a shot thrown in off the faceoff. It's loose. Corbett thought he had it covered up, but he didn't. He's able to knock it down into the corner. Puck behind the net. Spash has it. They get it out to the point, but they can't hold the zone. It's going to go all the way to the other end. No icing, though, as the defenseman couldn't hold it. Austin Cummings in on the forecheck. Tries to get a stick on it. It's loose behind the Spash net. They'll grab it there. Knocked off the puck. Nearly turned over. Puck comes out to center ice. Lumberjacks grab it near the blue line. Had it for a moment. Now Spash have it. And we've got an injured Stevens Point player down on the ice, and he is in some obvious discomfort. He rolls over now onto his knees. He's going to try to get up, and he will. He's going to skate off, but he can't put much weight on that right leg. I don't know if he got knee, if they went knee to knee or what, but... And now we're going to get a little yapping. I don't know if Cravens was the guy who delivered the hit, but It is going to be Nick Larson skating to the bench and slowly climbing over the boards. It's one of the badges of hockey is if you get hurt, that you're able to get up and skate off under your own power. Larson was holding that right leg, but he was able to make it off. Puck comes to the near boards off the faceoff. Cross-ice pass. Lumberjacks have control of it. DeVorney's pass behind his intended man, but it slides into the east offensive zone. Spash looks to break it out there. Can East hold his own? No. Comes out to center ice. Stevens Point sends it in. Pascula retreats and grabs it, sends it hard off the boards and out. Spash is going to carry it right back in. They need to tag up, though. And they do. Cravens cycles it behind the net. Dangerous right in front. Now grabbed by Landon Daniel. He'll look to get it out and will. Cross-ice pass caught by Andrew Daniel. Carries it in. Can he get a shot away? Drop pass in the slot. Poked out of the zone by Stevens Point. They've got to hurry. Coming back the other way was Cravens, but Spash able to forecheck and keep it in. They've got it. Cycling it behind the net all the way over to the far boards. Overskating the puck. Now Pascula puts it up in the air. It's grabbed by DeVorney. Now Pascula looks to clear it. Nick Pascula will get it out. Andrew Daniel battling at center ice. Can't find it. Now Stevens Point will send it back to their defenseman. 8:17 to play here. Second period. We get a big collision at center ice. Landon Daniel goes down hard. He's going to stay in there, though. Battle for the puck. And now we're going to get a penalty call against the Lumberjacks. And this is getting pretty chippy here right now. It's going to be an interference call against Andy Cravens. There's some big hitting going on out there right now. Landon Daniel got blown up at center ice. Got to keep your head up and on a swivel. And Andy Cravens is called for interference, so Stevens Point will get a power play here. East was unable to cash in on a long power play, and now their penalty killers have to do their work for the second time tonight. It's going to be Gabe McGinnity out there with Ben Feck, Sam Romanski, and Jack Knuckles to kill this off. Feck will take the faceoff. Spash controls it in the zone on the power play. Romanski harassing the Spash man in the corner. Austin Haas leaves it off for Tyler McHugh. McHugh with it out to the point. McHugh gets it back. Walks it in the slot. Backhanded shot. It's in front. Corbin a save. A rebound shot is saved and popped up in the air over to the near boards. Spash trying to hold the zone, and they do. Puck in the corner. Romanski's trying to dig it out, but Spash comes away with it. Centering pass. That deflects off a skate. There's a shot. Corbin makes another save. Spash with it. They walk it in. Another shot. That deflects actually in on Corbin, and he makes a save. Nice sequence right there by the Lumberjack goaltender, Ian Corbett. A couple of big saves and some frustration on the face of Tyler McHugh of Stevens Point. He got a couple of good hard shots away, and Corbett made the saves. 7:28 in the period, a minute 22 remaining in the man advantage here for Stevens Point. They win the draw, get it out to the point. Wind-up shot up at the top, blocked and up out of the zone by Andrew Daniel. Spash needs to retreat and regroup. And they will set up their attack. Long pass, they get it into the zone. Tried to feed a cutter right to the center of the net. And that was deflected by Jack Knuckles. And now we get a hard check into the boards. Point player slow getting up. There's a shot. Corbin made another save. Now the puck sent around all the way out to the point. Stevens Point holds the zone. There's going to be a trip. Another penalty coming against East. As the Stevens Point player was coming toward the center to take a shot, Andrew Daniel got his stick in the skate, and that's going to be a tripping penalty against the Lumberjacks. So now they will face a 5-on-3 for 47 seconds. Spash penalty killers did a good job. Let's see if the East penalty killers are up to the task. So it'll be Romanski, Landon Daniel, and Jack Knuckles out there trying to kill this off. Faceoff coming to the left of Ian Corbett. We're in a 1-1 game here. Lumberjacks win the draw but can't clear. Spash out at the point. They go D to D with it. Back to the other way. Here's a shot! And Corbett makes a save on that. And we get a whistle. And we're getting a little extracurricular going on out here. Ian Corbett's not happy. He's talking to the official about Spash players getting their sticks up in his face. And we'll get another faceoff here to his left. This is going to get very physical before the night is over. It's already pretty physical out there right now. Spash has it. They go D to D with it again. Walk it in. Fumbling, though. Can't get the shot away. Fumbled the puck. They get it back out on top. There's a shot, and Corbett might have got his stick on that. It goes all the way out to the point again. Spash controls it. Still 5-on-3. They send it over to the far boards. Get it out on top. D to D. Walk it in. Shot. Corbett the save and dives on the rebound. 9 seconds remaining on the first penalty. 6:15 remaining here in the second period. Faceoff coming to the right of Corbett this time. We've got Holcomb out there with Knuckles and DeVorney. Trying to tie up the faceoff. DeVorney tries to clear it, can't get it out. Spash holds the zone, out on top. Now poke checked away by Knuckles to the near boards. First penalty is over. Still a man advantage. Now a shot, that deflects up over the top and all the way around to the far boards. Still a one-man advantage here for Stevens Point. Now he's able to clear the zone. Give Corbett a breather as Spash retreats. Here comes Stevens Point in the zone. Shot, that goes way wide. On a big wrister by Mason Zakowski. Spash walking it in again. Drop pass to the corner. Out on top. Now to the faceoff dot. And cleared out of there as the Spash Panther player couldn't hold the pass. And DeVorney able to clear it away. East getting a change on their penalty kill. Krasowski gets out there with Cummings. Also with Trevor Holcomb and Nick Piscula. Here comes Stevens Point. They carry it in. Shot. Corbett the save. And dives on the rebound. As the Spash Panther was crashing the net again, and we've got a broken stick. Cody Krasowski out there for a short shift and broke his stick. Corbett had to dive on that rebound because there was a Spash Panther. It might have been the guy who took the shot who was crashing the net hard. 23 seconds remaining in the power play for Stevens Point. We're still tied at 1. 5:16 to play second period. Romanski taking a rare faceoff, and Spash wins it. Corbett makes a save on a tough shot. Spash controls it. Now they walk it in. There's a shot. Corbett, another save. Pops over the top of the net. Puck slides along the boards. Spash still controls it. They get it out on top. Now they walk it in again. Here's a shot. That deflects to the far corner. Off the stick of Anthony Smith. Penalty is over. He's back to full strength. Puck comes to the near corner. Good job by the East penalty killers, killing off a 5-on-3 for about 44 seconds, plus a man advantage for longer than that. Now Corbett with a glove save, and he'll get a whistle here. Back to 5-on-5 hockey with 4:36 to play. Second period, still tied at 1. Lumberjack Hockey brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Landon Daniel takes the faceoff for East, comes to the corner. Lumberjacks need to get it out of the zone here. They've been playing much of this period in the Spash offensive zone. Now they'll flick it ahead and get it out. Andrew Daniel overskates it, though. Spash gets it back, but then knocked into the zone by Nick DeVorney. Chasing it behind the East net. Big check back there by Landon Daniel. Lumberjacks able to hold the zone. Puck down in the corner, comes out to the point. Andy Cravens will grab it. He'll throw in a shot, stayed on the ice, but went wide. All the way over to the near boards, and now Spash gets it out of the zone. They've got a man coming in hard. Cravens, though, there to get back on defense and take it away. Sends the long pass. That was ticked. They'll wave off the icing. It'll slide behind the Spash net. Siklavan out of the net to play it. Spash will look to get it ahead. Knocked away by Cravens at center ice. But now Spash with another cherry picker behind the defense. There's a shot. Corbett makes a save on that. Now we get a collision, and now we got players crashing the net. The net comes off, and we get whistles. Are we going to get any penalties here? Doesn't look like it. Corbett's still sitting on the ice. He's been playing excellent hockey here tonight, keeping East in this game. Spash has had more of the opportunities to score here tonight, but it is a 1-1 game. Faceoff will come to Corbett's right once again. Ben Feck will take the faceoff out there with Gabe McGinnity and Jack Knuckles. Trevor Holcomb, Sam Romanski. Lumberjacks had it for a moment, but Spash will send it behind the east net again. Romanski being pressured, nearly had it taken away. Spash controls it. Now Feck gets in there, and Romanski comes out of there with it. Turns, looks, high off the glass and out of the zone to center ice. Bobbled for a moment by the Spash defenseman. Puck loose at center ice, now onto the stick of Feck. He'll send it in deep. East needed a tag up. Now they did. Spash able to run down the loose puck. They sent it ahead, grabbed at center ice by Malcolm. Now Jack Knuckles will dump it in. Ben Feck will give chase. Puck along the near boards. Knuckles tries to hold it in. Spash will flick it ahead. They've got two men coming out on the attack. Two on one. They carry it in. Shot! Corbett the save. No rebound. 2:54 to play here. Second period. Tied at one. Lumberjack Hockey brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators serving the community since 1964. Landon Danel back out there to take the faceoff, sends it to the back boards. Battle for it there. Stevens Point with it. Pops up in the air right in front. Where is it? And now we get it cleared away to the far boards. Lots of banging in front of the net during that sequence. Lumberjacks look to clear it. Can they get it out? Now they will. Landon Danel's going to carry it ahead. Get to the red line and dump it in. Puck slides behind the point. Net. Siklavan's out of the net to play it. Cravens came in. Is that Cravens? Looks like it is. Andy Cravens came in on the forecheck and was forcing Siklavan to get rid of it, and he popped it up and out of play. So East will finally get an offensive zone faceoff here with 2:30 to play second period. Still to come tonight, Everest boys basketball. They take on Tomahawk. We'll have it for you right here. Spash wins it, sends it around the net all the way to the far boards. Popped out of there, though, right in front, and East can't get there in time. Stevens Point able to carry it out. Center ice now. It's grabbed. Here they come, two on one, long pass too far. Spash trying to control it in the corner. Comes out to the faceoff dot, grabbed by Andrew Danel. Flicks the pass ahead, off the stick of Romanski, sent back the other way. Trevor Holcomb will run it down. Tried to clear it, but it's still loose in the zone. Holcomb sends it all the way around the boards. Andrew Danel being pressured. Can he get a stick on it? No, but Romanski comes away with it, sends it back the other way. Spash defenseman steps up to hold his own. Now penalty coming. It's going to be against Stevens Point. It's probably going to be a hook. East has control of the puck. And they get it out of the zone. Here comes Andrew Danel. Delayed penalty coming. Corbett skating off. Here's a shot thrown in. And it's in the corner of the East offensive zone. And now Spash will touch it up and we'll get the penalty call. I believe it's going to be a hook. Could be a high stick, actually. High stick, the call against Spash. So East will have a power play here with a minute 22 to play in the second period. They had a long power play to end the first period and begin the second, and were unable to cash in. Austin Haas with the high stick. So let's see what East can do here. Comes out to the point. Lumberjacks control it. Romanski sends it down in the corner. Now it's Cravens with it along the near boards. Puck slides behind the Spash net. They're able to clear out to the point. Held in, though, by Cravens. Now they get it out on top to Romanski. Romanski throws it at the net. That's an easy save by Siklavan. He dropped it, but the whistle had already sounded with a minute to play here in the second period. One minute remaining here in period number two of a tie game, 1-1. Lumberjacks on the power play. Puck comes over to the near boards. And Stevens Point able to clear it. Corbett comes out of the net to play that one. He's got a man coming in hard. And Romanski chases down the loose puck. Circle sends the pass ahead. Cravens tried to catch it, but it was poked away from him. Got to be careful here. Don't want to make a mistake right at the end of a period here. Austin Cummings sends it in behind the Spash net. They grab it. They want to attack shorthanded. Pass ahead. Now they got a man behind the defense. Here they come, turning. Couldn't get a shot away. Now they send it in a slot. Poked away. But what they're doing here is killing off most of the rest of the period here. Cravens sends the pass ahead. Caught by McGinnity. He carries it in. Gabe McGinnity, can he get the shot away? Poked, checked away, and out of the zone. 7 seconds remaining in the period, and the Lumberjacks will try to, they'll send one long shot in, and that will be how the second period comes to an end. East will have 39 seconds of power play remaining when we start period number three, but both teams missed opportunities to cash in with the man advantage here in the second period, and we remain tied here at one after two periods of play. We'll take a timeout, come back and recap the scoring and look ahead this week, a busy week of high school sports here on Fox Sports Radio. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to East Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.